Do you honestly expect people to tell you off the bat that they're sorry? We as believers have to forgive, because if we don't, it's only going to cause more hurt on us, it's going to damage us, and it's only going to make us bitter and angrier, and nobody will ever want to be around us.
If we could be honest, forgiveness isn't something that we can do on our own. We need help. How do we get it? Stay with us. Hey guys, welcome to this week's Grace and Truth. I'm a grateful, gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. I hope and pray that you're doing well. Today's podcast, simply titled Forgiveness, was broadcasted live on Facebook on July 1st, 2017. The text is Matthew 18, verses 21 through 35. Let's take a listen.
So today wasn't exactly a great day for me. It's a bit of a struggle for me these past few weeks. But today was rather interesting. This was kind of a mixed day for me. And while I did have a stressful morning, I will say this, though. There was one funny moment that happened at work. Now, I don't normally like to talk about my work life from Whole Foods Market on here. But I wanted to talk a little bit about that just for this once. So there's a customer, and she has a son, and he's you have to remember, he's about at least a year old, and he only has a diaper on, and he only has a shirt on. He's not wearing any pants, but that's beside the point. He's just a little kid. What do you expect? And he spills a little drinkable yogurt. Now, being that I'm in maintenance, I decided to grab my little rag, as I always do. I have to carry a rag with me at all times. That way, in case somebody spills something, I clean it up. So I grabbed it and I cleaned it up, and the mom's like, "Well, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." And then she encourages her son. She tells her son, "Honey, go over there, clean it up, and tell the man you're sorry." He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't say he was sorry. And quite honestly, he just wanted to do his own thing. And so the mom had to come over and help me, but I was fine. I could take care of it. And then she came up to him and brought him over to me and said, "Tell him you're sorry." And he wouldn't. And so she wouldn't buy him something. And he kind of looked like he was kind of having a fit and whatnot, you know, stomping his feet, wanting it. But I'm like, she's like, "I'm so sorry, sir." I'm like, no, it's okay. It's totally fine. Now, you have to remember, he's little, and and the whole point of kids and parents teaching kids is to be able to train them to be obedient, and when they grow up, they're going to have to learn the hard way once they approach 18, like I did. I'm 25 now, and I was then reminded of something. He may never have said he was sorry, especially since he's just a little kid. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what he did wrong. So I decided to just let us move on, and I even, in my mind, I was thinking this, because he's not even close to a year old, I thought. Well, and I thought to him, in my mind, I was saying, "You know, kid, whether you're sorry or not, I still forgive you. Because think of it like this. Did you know that there's more freedom when you forgive somebody, regardless if they're sorry or not? There's actually more freedom when you forgive somebody, whether they're sorry or not. In my story, as you probably know, it hurt when I was let on. And it hurt when I was rejected several times, being rejected by people in my own churches over the years. But even in the midst of that, God was able to turn those hurts into healing by using one of my best friends to introduce me to Celebrate Recovery, and then using CR to bring me where I am today. And then, me encouraging him. And little did I know, I would offer my amends and forgiveness to our mutual friend. Now, I haven't heard from her ever since, but I knew later on, because of being obedient, that I'd have more freedom. Not only more freedom to tell my story, but being able to have more freedom. Because I forgave, started learning to forgive. I mean, think of it like this. Do you honestly expect people to tell you off the bat that they're sorry? No. We live in a fallen world. You can't expect that from people. You certainly could never expect it from a little kid who's trying to learn, for crying out loud. But we as believers have to forgive, whether we like it or not, because if we don't, number one, it's only going to cause more hurt on us, and it's going to damage us, and it's only going to make us bitter and angrier, and nobody will ever want to be around us. It also keeps us very, very far from God. In fact, there's a passage in Scripture I want to read to you guys. This is one of my favorites. Matthew 18, starting at verse 21 to the end of the chapter. It's the parable of the unforgiving servant. Peter came up and said to him, that's Jesus, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. That's an exaggeration, by the way. You could never keep count of how many times you forgive somebody. It's countless. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. 10,000 talents, by the way, guys, is a talent was a monetary unit worth about 20 years' wages for a labor. 2 decades. Wow. Okay. Since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had in payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, have patience with me and I will pay you everything. Out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, which, by the way, a denarius was a day's wage for labor. That's less than a talent. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, pay back what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me and I will pay you. He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay up the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all the debt because you had pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had with mercy on you? And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from his heart. Guys, whether or not the people who have hurt us are sorry, we have an obligation as believers to forgive, whether they're sorry or not. Because the reality is, when the more we forgive, the more freedom there is. There's more freedom when we do that. Along with vlog number 11, I'm going to also post a sermon from a series that I listened to after I listened to a chapter of Mere Christianity. I'm currently listening to that book right now. I listen to audiobooks. I do better with that. And after I listen to an audiobook, I'll listen to either a sermon from my church if I miss a Sunday, which I don't normally do, or a sermon from Three Crosses, or a sermon from Calvary Monterey. But most of the time, I'll listen to sermons from a pastor from, well, he's in Ohio, but he's originally from Scotland. You probably have heard of him. He has his own radio show as well. His name is Alistair Begg, and he is known for Truth for Life. It's a radio ministry that's incredible. I'm going to post a sermon from Alistair Begg called Measure for Measure. And I would really, really encourage you guys to listen to it. It's incredible.
Thanks for listening. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com, or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW. That's 510-516-2439. Or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Maybe you're listening and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my story from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. If you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others and use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my story on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the link that says, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cinco's!